High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
How to do stuff with Simon Tierney on The Hard Shoulder.
Simon Tierney brought us the ultimate guide to how to hold your knife and fork the correct way. Cutlery etiquette last week. This week, what are we talking about, Simon?
So 6 days' time, we will have April Fool's Day.
We will.
Probably my favourite holiday of the year.
Trump
for those
tariff
who celebrate.
Eve.
Oh, yeah, that's true,
yeah,
actually.
April 2nd, it kicks in, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good time to plan a Trump tariff prank.
One last whimsical prank before the world collapses, the economy collapses around us.
But the trouble with satirising Trump is that the truth is usually more outlandish than the reality.
Beyond satire.
We've got 6 days to prepare. I wanted to look at this because I love April Fool's Day. I like being pranked and I like doing pranks.
Okay.
And I was thinking about it over the last day or two. And I think there's 4 really important principles when it comes to organising a prank. The first is be prepared, as the scouts say. The second is be committed. So there's a kind of a principle in improv comedy, which is commit to the bit. Okay, so no matter where it goes, just commit to it and keep going. The third is be authentic. And the fourth is be just about believable. So let me start with the fourth one, be just about believable. There was the first ever televised April Fool's Day prank took place on the Panorama programme on the BBC in 1957. I don't know if you've ever come across this story, Kieran, or if your listeners have, but it's a fascinating one.
Okay.
And I can only imagine what the budget for this was. Like, it was high end. This was at a time when not that many people had television, but the BBC, the great institution that it is, had the resources to go to Switzerland and film some grannies, basically, harvesting spaghetti.
I have
from
heard
trees.
It. Sorry, as soon now when you describe it, I have. It's incredible, isn't
With
it?
With a wonderful kind of David Attenborough-esque narrator over the top of this Panorama report. And the idea was that after a mild winter and the disappearance of pests like the well-known spaghetti weevil, that a bumper spaghetti crop was being taken that year. And the reason why I say be just about believable is that with this one, it's all about context. And this is 1957 at a time when Irish and British audiences weren't that exposed to foreign foods. So, you know, spaghetti, pasta, pizza, they weren't something that we were encountering every day. And the idea of this, it kind of sits in that strange cognitive space where you're thinking, this seems unlikely, but I could believe it, I guess, in 1957. If you played that clip on Panorama today, of course, nobody is going to believe it.
No. There's a couple of other great ones that I know about. And there are two American pranks. One was, they're both from the mid-90s, Burger King's left-handed Whopper.
Brilliant one. 1998.
Oh,
that's
was
a great
it?
One, yeah.
And Taco Bell said that they put out a press release that they had bought the Liberty Bell. And
oh,
it was going
right.
to and,
I don't
they,
know
and it was
that
going
one.
To be the Taco Liberty Bell that they were going to sponsor
brilliant.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Very clever as well, I have to say.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That goes some way to what I was thinking about my second principle, which is be prepared. There was a couple of years ago, many years ago now, I played a prank on my now wife, then girlfriend.
Okay.
And it required some preparation because I like pranks that are kind of to do with officialdom, because when someone receives something official in the post, it kind of puts the fear of God into you.
Mm.
So she was preparing for her driving test at that time. And I'd been going out with her evenings after work up to Churchtown to kind of go through the route every day. And she was just coming up, like a week coming up to her driving test. And I did up a kind of a fake FCN, fixed penalty notice for her from you know, the agency involved, and I had like fake stamps on it and everything like
that.
Wow. And I said that basically she had been caught doing 34 kilometers per hour in a 30 kilometer per hour zone in Churchtown on a particular date, which I knew that we had been in Churchtown, and also a timestamp, and that I knew that we had been in Churchtown that road at that time. And not only was it giving her a fixed penalty notice, but also it was saying that because you're a learner driver on a learner permit, that under Irish law, my wife is Brazilian, which makes it a little bit crueler. Under Irish law, she was now going to have to face a 12-month delay before she could take her driving
test. I'm glad you used the word cruel yourself, because that's what they said. This is a cruel prank to have played on your good wife.
Well, do you know what? I think you're probably right, because, you know,
it's amazing pranks, she married you after that.
I know. Pranks straddled that really tricky territory between, is this fun? Who's it fun for? Or is it kind of veering into cruelty?
Yeah. I guess they need to flirt a little bit with cruelty or meanness, don't they, a lot of the time?
But at the same time...
That more than flirted.
But at the same time, you have to commit to the bit.
Okay, which brings us back.
You have to commit to the bit.
So commit to the bit, be prepared, what else?
Yeah, so be authentic is really important. And what I mean by that is it really helps if you can get someone with a certain level of authority involved. Now, that authority can be assumed authority and kind of believable, or it can actually be someone with credentials.
Well, the Panorama example you gave is that. That as a brand had authority.
Absolutely. So it's the BBC.
Yeah.
You don't expect the... And indeed, you know, the paper of record in Ireland, the Irish Times, has done some brilliant April Fool's pranks.
Oh, they had a great...
My
favourite one they did was The Ticket came out. April 1st, obviously, was a Friday. Was The Ticket used to be on a Friday?
Yeah, it used to be on a Friday.
The Ticket used to be on a Friday, and they reviewed a movie and they gave it 6 stars. And
it
was an anagram of April Fool's Day. I assume it was Donald Clark who did it. And he wrote the most pompous review you could imagine for a movie. Like, just so up his own end, this review.
Wow. You know, for a fake movie. Yeah.
You know, and he wrote it purposely pompous.
Yeah,
like
as
pompous as you
can imagine.
That's
brilliant. He's kind of satirizing himself
a little bit. It was great.
In 1965...
Simon, I fell for it, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I full on, like, I read it once and I was on the verge of sharing it with someone.
Yeah.
Wait, let's see this.
And,
and the
Donald
kind of penny
Clark gave a movie 6 stars.
Hold on a minute.
In 1965, the Irish Times ran a story that then Taoiseach, Sean Lemass, was planning to introduce prohibition to deal with drink in Ireland. And it caused absolute uproar. So much uproar.
We're going to town on that.
I know. So much uproar that the next day, Sean Lemass invited the Irish Times to come and take a photograph of him sipping a pint of Guinness to reassure his constituents that no, the drink is alive and well in Ireland.
So be authentic by getting that authority
figure.
Well,
yeah. So, like, there was a great example in 1976 on Radio 2, BBC again. They got the famous astronomer Patrick Moore on April the 1st, 1976, and they got him on, and he said that on that day, the planet Pluto was going to pass behind planet Jupiter, and this planetary alignment was going to have a counter effect on the gravity of Earth, which means that at 9:47 a.m. that morning, which was an hour's time, that people would experience weightlessness.
Great prank.
And literally at 9:48, 1 minute after the time that he stated, the BBC switchboard lit up with people not saying that was a lie or an April Fool's, but that it had worked.
They weighed less.
Yes.
Brilliant.
And one guy even called in and said that it had worked so well that he had experienced such a state of weightlessness that he had hit his head on his ceiling and wanted compensation from the BBC.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. This is great advice. Be believable, be prepared, be committed, commit to the bit, and be authentic. Don't be mean, though, like Simon. Simon Tierney, thank you very much. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at HighFiveCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.